The mastermind of the October 7th Hamas attacks is dead.
Justice has been served. And the United States, Israel, and the entire world are better off as a result.
The parents of hostages in Gaza call on the Israeli government to do whatever is needed to secure their release.
This is a critical, time-sensitive development as it relates to the hostages. Their lives are in great danger now, more than ever.
Could this be the turning point for the war in Gaza?
No, Netanyahu has a chance to basically declare victory.
Today is Thursday, October 17th, and this is The Issue from VOA.
I'm Lori London.
And I'm Scott Walterman.
Justice has been served.
Vice President Kamala Harris reacting to the news Thursday that Israeli troops in Gaza have killed the head of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar.
This moment gives us an opportunity to finally end the war in Gaza. And it must end such that Israel is secure, the hostages are released, the suffering in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security, freedom, and self-determination.
Analysts say Sinwar was number one on the list of Israel's targets following the October 7th attack.
The equivalent of the U.S. killing of Osama bin Laden. It's as big a deal as that. He is the man, Yahya Sinwar, almost single-handedly, who planned, orchestrated the 7th of October attack on Israel.
Naomi Bar-Yaakov, an associate fellow with Chatham House, says Sinwar's goals didn't stop with the October 7th attack.
He planned for Iran and for all of Iran's long arms, meaning the proxies, Hezbollah, and the militias that Iran funds and trains in Syria and in Iraq, to join the fight and try to eliminate the state of Israel off the map. So it's a very big deal.
She says Sinwar's death accomplishes Israel's declared goal of taking out Hamas leadership and eliminating its military capability.
So 23 out of 24 battalions have been dismantled, and the vast majority of the senior commanders have been killed, assassinated.
In a video message to Palestinians, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Thursday said the Gaza war has not ended with Sinwar's death.
Israel will guarantee the safety of all those who return our hostages. But to those who would harm our hostages, I have another message. Israel will hunt you down and bring you to justice.
The families with loved ones still being held in Gaza are now pleading for the Netanyahu government to do whatever it takes to reach a deal.
We're calling on the Israeli government and the U.S. administration to act swiftly and do whatever is needed to reach a deal with the captors.
We are at an inflection point where the goals set for the war with Gaza have been achieved, all but the release of the hostages.
It's still so unclear what the next move is with the Israeli government. And these poor hostage families, I think, are in the dark as well. What is the priority now if it's not to get them released? It doesn't really sound like he's confirming that that's his number one priority yet.
Yeah, he keeps saying that it's a priority, but they never take any real action to show that it is a priority. And the same can be said for the other side. And at the end of the day, the people trapped in the middle of all of these governments are the people in Gaza and the families and the hostages themselves.
And now it's unclear who is holding them. Is it still Hamas militants, or is it some other proxy group, or who is even there to negotiate? There are a lot of up-in-the-air questions. One of the big ones is, will this be the moment that all sides can actually pull back and end the war? Let's get some insight now. Joining us to talk about it is Boaz Adzili, a professor with American University's Department of Foreign Policy and Global Security in the School of International Service.
Thank you so much for being able to join us and talk about this.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me.
Let's start with who he was, who he is. How did he rise through the ranks of Hamas?
Sinwar has been a Hamas member for a very long time. He spent quite a few years in the Israeli prison for previous operations he did. And I think part of his rising in terms of power in Hamas probably been done in the Israeli prison. But then he was released in the previous hostage release deal, and he rise through the ranks, and he's been very brutal for both Israelis, but also inside. So, in order to get to be a top commander in Hamas, you have to be brutal to get your way out there. And so he was brutal to the Palestinians in Gaza as well.
He was also apparently the mastermind of the October 7th terror attacks, which started this situation. And apparently he's really the one that has not been openly ready to make a deal for a hostage release ceasefire deal, that he's ruthless and uncompromising from what we're hearing. What would it mean for the hostages still in Gaza and the future of this war in Gaza?
Right. Yes. He is the mastermind of the October 7 attack. As you know, my cousin was killed on that attack, and his body is still in Gaza. So that's my personal connection to that. We don't quite know if he definitely was tough in negotiation. We don't quite know that he was not interested in a deal. He was interested in a deal, I believe, that fits his conditions, and that is to end the war completely, that the IDF will withdraw from the Gaza Strip, that a certain number of large number of Palestinian prisoners will be released. And the other thing that he demanded, that Hamas will still have some power in Gaza. So that's, I think, the opening is that right now, with all of what Sinwar was, I think the main obstacle to a deal like that was Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But now Netanyahu has a chance to basically declare victory. All of the high-ranking Hamas leaders have been killed. Many thousands of Hamas fighters have been killed, along with many other non-combatants, of course. The Gaza Strip is completely ruined. Probably 90% of the houses there are no longer standing. So Netanyahu can declare that this is the ultimate victory that he was trying to get, that all of the aims of the war have been achieved, with the one exception, and that is releasing the hostages. So he can declare that all of the other aims have been achieved, and now he's ready to sign a deal that will bring to the release of all the hostages. And we know that we have several deals that he can sign. I think one is the Biden deal that was on the table since probably January or February, and Netanyahu has been reluctant to sign so far, adding more and more conditions that he knew Hamas would not accept. But there is also a newer proposal now on the table that we know that Hamas leadership, we didn't know about Sinwar, but the rest of Hamas leadership agreed to, which will be much shorter, much more simple deal, but it requires an end to the war and a withdrawal of IDF from the Gaza. So that's kind of like the sticky point for Netanyahu. Is he really want to release the hostages, or does he want to stay in Gaza and keep occupying the Gaza Strip?
What about the people of Gaza? They, as you pointed out earlier, didn't like Sinwar because he was so brutal to the Palestinian people. How does his death impact the population there?
It's really hard to tell because there are very few ways to credibly poll the Palestinians in Gaza. The indicators that there was a very low support for Hamas before the war. After October 7, this support for sure went up. But by now, when they kind of realize how bad this was for them, I want to believe that the people of Gaza are, probably some of them are happy with the death of Sinwar, even though they might not be kind of courageous enough to say it. But I want to believe that they want end to that tragedy, and they want some arrangement that will promise to them a light at the end of the tunnel as well. So, I mean, it's a win-win for Israel and for the Palestinians if we reach a deal to end this war. And now that Sinwar is gone, could be also a win for Netanyahu, and a win for, again, a win for the Palestinians, not necessarily Hamas.
Where would this leave Hamas? Is it decimated as far as leadership goes, given his role?
I think, you know, whenever a leader of a terrorist organization is assassinated, it kind of depends on the terrorist organization itself. But Hamas, we have to remember, Hamas had strong leaders before, and they've been killed by Israel, assassinated. And other leaders came, and that will happen for sure with Hamas. It is a very well-structured organization. It was not dependent on Sinwar. It existed before Sinwar, and it will exist after Sinwar. My hope, like in the long run, the way to tackle terrorist organization is to offer a political alternative. Some way that is better for the future of the people, because the people would, most of the people that support Hamas is because they don't see any other option but to fight. So if you create a situation where there is a political alternative, a light at the end of the tunnel, the support of Hamas will grow smaller and smaller. Now, we do know from that proposed deal that I described, three weeks plan, Hamas agreed for at least a five-year ceasefire without any hostilities. And that could be a ladder for the organization to go down from his stance of eternal war to some kind of agreement to negotiated solution down the road. But for that to happen, we need like a really change in leadership, both in Gaza, in the Palestinian Authority, and in Israel. So that's not yet in the cards, but the first step is to just end the war and bring back the hostages. So kind of like a bandage on this severely bleeding wound.
Do you think that Netanyahu can get a ceasefire passed through his coalition?
Frankly, I think yes. I think he's been selling this story that he can't, that his coalition will be dismantled if he signs a peace deal. So first of all, he can now sell this peace deal more easily, even in the right side of his coalition, because Sinwar is gone. And beyond that, I think the extremist right-wing parties on the coalition really enjoy very much their membership in the coalition in terms of like budgets for their causes and the authority that they will not get in any other coalition. So I think that their threats of bringing the coalition down are empty threats. They will not do it. They will find a way to agree with it. So again, Netanyahu has the power and the authority to sign the deal.
I wonder how that would impact the situation in Lebanon, because Hezbollah leaders have said that if there's a peace deal in Gaza, that they would stop.
Yeah, I think that's definitely right. I think Hezbollah, like Hamas, is now kind of quite severely beaten. That doesn't mean that they're going away. They're still shooting dozens of missiles or drones a day on the north and beyond the north. But they also, if there is a deal in Gaza, that will sort of like release them of their formal obligation to provide for them an excuse that they can say, okay, we did what we could to help the Palestinians. Now we want to sign a deal, an agreement in the north as well, that will, because they're not in a good standing in the war, and then they suffered significantly. So that, I think, can also bring an agreement in Lebanon that in some way get Hezbollah fighters away from the border, that will hopefully give more authority to the Lebanese government. That's very hard to do because Lebanon is an extremely weak country in weak institutions. But an agreement in Lebanon is possible. The American team has been working hard to get one, and I think they could now that Israel could declare victory in the north as well, and Hezbollah could say our goal has been achieved if there is an agreement in Gaza. So everybody can find ways to get down from their high rhetoric.
And you would think, given that Iran would be nudging or putting pressure on both Hamas and Hezbollah to pull back, right?
I believe yes, because Iran is not interested in a full-blown war at this point. That doesn't mean that if Israel would, you know, attack them in a major way now, they would not respond and they would not start such a war. But they're not interested. It doesn't help them. They're in a precarious situation economically and in terms of domestic politics. So Iran might exert pressure on both Hezbollah and Hamas to reach some kind of an agreement. Iran, they're not really proxies of Iran, but Iran definitely have influence on both Hamas and Hezbollah, more Hezbollah. Hamas is more independent, but also it's in a very weak position right now. So I think Iran has an interest also to push both sides to reach a deal.
Thank you so much for the time and the perspective.
Thank you so much for talking to me. And hopefully there will be a deal soon and hostages will come back home and Palestinians of Gaza could also come back, whatever is left from their home.
That was Boaz Adzili, a professor with American University's Department of Foreign Policy and Global Security in the School of International Service.
It's a really important point that he makes. This could be the moment that all four entities, Israel, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, pull back from the brink and end the war.
True. And, you know, Hezbollah leaders have clearly stated that if there is a ceasefire deal in Gaza, they will stop with their assaults and their missile strikes.
Well, we will wait and see. And we'll be following this and we'll bring it to you as it happens.
You've been listening to The Issue from the Voice of America.
On behalf of everyone here at VOA, thanks so much for joining us.
You can follow The Issue on X and Facebook at VOA The Issue. And for news 24 hours a day on our website, voanews.com.
In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London. We'll see you tomorrow.